Looking at how the pandemic was handled. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The White House COVID response team says it supports a congressional effort to examine the response to COVID-19 by the federal government.
When asked if they support two senators' legislation to create a task force to examine the Trump and Biden administration's pandemic response, White House COVID response team coordinator Jeff Zients said they appreciate the bipartisan goal of better preparing the country for future outbreaks. Dr. Fauci was asked if he supports a congressional effort examining the origins of COVID. He said it's important to determine
how this went from what was very likely an animal reservoir, given the similarity with bat viruses, how that happened to go into humans to lead to this outbreak.
Though some congressional Republicans have stated they would like to examine the possibility that the virus came from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And White House COVID response coordinator Jeff Zients says the federal government is working with doctors and other medical professionals in advance of approval of the Pfizer COVID vaccine for kids younger than five to make sure it will be available at thousands of locations. A mix of rain, freezing rain, and snow impacting millions of people in the middle of the country, with the upper Midwest dealing with heavy snow.
Some parts of central Illinois got up to a foot of snow with this round of winter weather, with strong bands of snow showers producing an inch to an inch and a half of snow per hour. There have also been gusty conditions throughout the day, reducing visibility down to about a quarter mile. Driving conditions have been tough today throughout central Illinois, with numerous crashes and closures impacting interstates. Here in Champaign, road crews had their work cut out for them. The city even hired extra contractors to help plow the snow.
Fox Weather's Max Gordon in Champaign, Illinois. In the Ohio Valley, it's freezing rain and ice. That's a concern from Louisville, Kentucky to Memphis, Tennessee. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden is setting a new goal to reduce cancer deaths.
President Biden is outlining a plan to reduce cancer deaths by 50% over the next 25 years, an ambitious goal that's part of the Cancer Moonshot. The moonshot was first initiated in 2016 when the president was vice president, an issue deeply personal after the death of his eldest son, Beau, to an aggressive brain cancer a year earlier. President Biden will assemble a cancer cabinet, officials from more than a dozen agencies, with a goal of improving treatment and reducing out-of-pocket costs for patients. President Obama first announced the moonshot with $1.8 billion in research funding. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Under new federal guidance issued today, states can start to use billions of federal highway money for road safety programs like automated traffic enforcement or speed cameras. States are being urged by the Department of Transportation to pay special attention to school zones and roads where pedestrian fatalities are high. The Federal Highway Administration cites speed cameras as a proven enforcement tool against hazardous driving. Starbucks is hiking prices again.
Starbucks raised prices last month and last October and plans to raise them again this year to deal with higher costs. However, its sales increased in the holiday quarter by 18% at U.S. stores compared with a year earlier. Starbucks says rising costs of supplies and wages will continue to weigh on the company in months ahead. Starbucks says labor shortages at its regular suppliers forced it to turn to higher cost vendors. The company anticipates supply chain disruptions will continue for the foreseeable future. Ginny Cosolda, Fox News.
Wall Street, the Dow gained 224. The Nasdaq added 71. The S&P plus 42. Shares of Facebook owner Meta dropped more than 20% in after-hours trading. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.